It's time for Chat with a Cat, and it's right here on KPAY Sports 1290. Chat with a Cat is brought to you by Carl's Jr. with two Chico locations, the corner of East Avenue and the Esplanade, and on 20th Street next to the Chico Marketplace. Every Thursday, we talk with someone influential in the Chico State Athletic Department, and maybe no one more influential than Rob Talley. He is the Director of Development for Chico State Athletics, a very important position in terms of watching these student-athletes come to Chico State and play the respective sports, but bringing the best of the best here. And it doesn't happen through thinking about it and hoping it will happen. You got to get out there, get boots on the ground, and bring in the funds that help make a strong athletic department. Rob Talley joining us. Rob, thanks for joining us this morning.
I'm excited to be here.
All right. What first of all, what does a director, someone here is director of development, what does that mean in the sports realm?
I think my primary job is to engage with alums and friends of Chico State to help support us, our students and programs. I think you can say I'm a fundraiser. But I also try to bring alums back on campus so they can speak, possibly provide job opportunities for our current student athletes, create connections for them, and then probably first and foremost build relationships. I would say my job is a relationship builder.
Needless to say, if someone says I'm a director of development, but I'm really not a people person, that's not possible. Were you always a people person, or is it something that had to be developed?
You know, I always said when I told my wife I was going into fundraising, she was like, "You are," because I never really came off as a people person. But I think in my previous career, just coaching, you know, for 25 years, really, I've always been a people person. I've always felt, you know, great connections, and so to me, it was really an easy transition. And I really think it's a lot of fun to get to know new people and hear their stories. At this point, I'm definitely a people person.
Your path to Chico State, is not a straight line. I mean, it has been a circuitous route, if you will. You were born and raised in New York City, but you wind up at Chico State. But you were at Capay. But you had a scholarship to Boston University. Give us a rundown of how it started and how we got here.
Okay. Well, I think, first of all, I was born and raised in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, New York. And it's just a really interesting place to, especially when I look back on it, a really interesting place to be born. Where you grew up quickly. I think of when we were going to school, you didn't get on a school bus, you got on a city bus, and you had a school bus pass, and so it was definitely interesting. And at a young age, I started playing football. I started playing football in sixth grade, and it was just truly my passion. And then I was fortunate enough to earn a scholarship to play at Boston University, where a really top-notch school. So it was really interesting to be able to go even from New York City to Boston, which is, I never saw myself going north from New York City, and to be able to do that. So I was very fortunate to be able to get a scholarship there. And then after that, I just got into coaching, and coaching takes you all over the place, and it was very interesting. And then I ended up at Dartmouth College, one of my stops, and I met my wife there. And she's from Capay. It's a small town, probably about 10 miles north of Chico. And we bought a house there about 17 years ago. And we've been coming to Chico every summer and every Thanksgiving. So we fell in love with it. Then we wanted to find a way to get here full time.
Fantastic. I look at the notes and I see that when you were at Boston University on the football scholarship, you played for three head coaches in 4 years. That is not ideal. usually you want there and you want a straight, you want a path. You're getting different paths every year, it seems like. That's got to be tough. How did you adjust to that?
Well, I think it was really difficult. I mean, after my freshman year, the head coach got fired. So we had to adjust to a different head coach, and it was kind of neat because the guy came in, Chris Palmer, who had coached in the professional ranks for a few years and had a great track record, and we were showing some improvement. We were getting better. Then after 2 years, he goes back into the NFL. So then my senior year, I get a new head coach. So needless to say, I didn't like coaches very much because we had so many of them, and you had to constantly get used to new systems and new way people are doing stuff. So it was really surprising I even got into coaching because of having to deal with so many coaches over my playing career.
So it was something that the coaching aspect, that was not something that you had on your vision board. Was that something that you were kind of saying, you know, this is what I want to do? It seems like it kind of just happened.
Yeah, it definitely just happened. I graduated in 1991 actually. And, that's the economy wasn't great. There weren't a lot of jobs out there. I figured I was going to go into sales. I was all set. I also tried to play professional football. That didn't work out. So I was just trying to figure out what I was going to do. And then one of our rival coaches at UMass Amherst, I met him at an awards banquet, and he said, hey, if you ever want to get into coaching, let me know. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then he was pretty persistent. He reached out to my college coach and said, hey, make sure Rob gives me a call if he wants to get into coaching. Then I got into it, and, you know, in some ways I fell in love with it, but it was more of the student-athlete piece. I didn't think we were doing a great job of supporting them academically and socially. So that really made me stick with it. And I figured, okay, I'm actually pretty good at this as well. 25 years later, that's what led to it.
How did you get to Dartmouth? Because you did spend some time there as well.
I mean, football coaching is really a weird career, and it's really more about your connections. And I happened to spend a year at Colby College, a small Division II school up in Maine, another place I never thought I would live. And I was having a great year, and then one of my former, it was a defensive coordinator my sophomore year at Boston University. He was the head coach, John Lyons, at Dartmouth College. And he had an opening, and he gave me a call, and I went there, and it was great. It was a great experience. I stayed at Dartmouth for 8 years. I said I met my wife there. So it was a really great move for me professionally. And I really enjoyed the caliber of athlete and person that I had the opportunity to coach at Dartmouth.
We are speaking with Rob Talley. He's the director of development for Chico State Athletics. And he has had some cup of teas, I guess you could say. I guess I don't think I'm terming it right. But you were an intern for NFL teams, several of them. We're going to get into that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk with Rob about his internships with several NFL franchises, things he may have learned in that world, and maybe some fun stories from some of the coaches and executives that he worked with. We are talking to Rob Talley with Chico State Director of Development, and we take a quick break right here on KPAY Sports 1290.
In the mood for a Charbroiled double cheeseburger for just $3.49? Have a BLT, the Carl's Jr. way. Crispy bacon, fresh lettuce and tomato with cheesy charbroiled beef. Plus creamy ranch and more charbroiled beef. It's the new BLT Ranch Double Cheeseburger. That beefy enough for you? Get a taste of the new BLT Ranch Double Cheeseburger for just $3.49. Part of Charbroiled Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Double up to feed your happy. Offer valid for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Welcome back to Chat with a Cat right here on KPAY Sports 1290. We are talking with Rob Talley. He is the Director of Development for Chico State Athletics, filling us in on how he got into his coaching career, which he did not see on on his path, but it happened. And then you got into the NFL, got in some internships with the NFL. Talk to us about that. Jacksonville, Chicago, Minnesota, New England, and the New York Giants. You worked all for those franchises.
Well, it was really interesting. The NFL has a minority internship program. And when I was at Dartmouth, and the neat thing about the Ivy League, they start their season so late that it really gave me the opportunity to get these internships. So my first one was at Jacksonville, and it was really eye opening. It was kind of crazy. But you would generally go for their spring, their mini camps, so you'd be involved in that. And it was really like you were on the staff. You're one of the coaches. You're usually assigned to a position group to assist the position coach or whatever he wanted. So it really depended on how comfortable that coach was. But it was really neat to experience the different programs because they were all very different.
In terms of some of the memories that you might have from some of those specific internships, I mean, you worked with a lot of interesting players and a lot of interesting personalities, coaches, legends of the game. You're talking about Bill Belichick, Tom Coughlin, Michael Strahan, Larry Allen, of course, the Sonoma State product. Is there anything that stands out about some of your relationships with them?
Well, I think, to me, one of the biggest things, I think, with their internships is I felt I learned so much more about running programs. And when you look at someone like Belichick, and I think he's been so successful, is really the way he operates. I mean, I probably said about, we probably had one conversation, I think, my whole time there but it was also connecting with other coaches and just even on his staff, the amount of people that have become head coaches have been really successful. I really got a chance to really connect with those people. But just, Belichick, super quiet, doesn't say a whole bunch, but commands respect of his team. I remember there was an incident with one of his rookie players, and the first thing he did was he went to the veterans and said, hey, you guys handle it. And they handled it, and it wasn't one of those things he made a huge deal about, and it was just the way he did it. So when I became a head coach, that was one of the biggest things I took from him was how you run your program. You know, I think of a guy like Tom Coughlin that was, I was with him twice. I was at Jacksonville. He was the head coach there, and then with the New York Giants. And he was such a drill master. And, he talked about, if you're on time, you're late. And it was amazing just to see how his whole shop was run. But the attention to detail was amazing. And then the interesting players. One guy that really comes to mind is John Randall, who's a Hall of Fame defensive lineman from the Minnesota Vikings. And all throughout my internship, all throughout camp, didn't say a word to me. I was working with the defensive line. Would acknowledge me, but didn't say much. Then after about a week in, and John Randall, if everybody knows him, is a little crazy anyway.
Yeah.
But he spit in his hands, he rubbed them together, then shook my hand, and we were okay, from then on. So it was just a really bizarre sequence of events. But then he would talk to me, and then we had a good relationship. And then I think about Larry Allen, who was at the end of his career with the 49ers. Actually, that was when I was coaching with the 49ers. But just such the strongest person I've ever met, where he'd go into the weight room and he'd put 400 pounds on a bench press and just start, repping it out. So it was really neat. You think of people like Tom Brady, who I was so impressed with because I did my internship. But then I remember I went back to their facility a few months later. It was during the season, and I bump into him. He just, hey, Rob, how you doing? It was just, I was almost shocked, but he's just really down to earth. And you think about Alex Smith, who we drafted when I was with the 49ers, and just such a good person. And you think about Michael Strahan when I was with the New York Giants, such a personality. He just loved to play, loved to practice. Love to have fun. So, I could probably share so many stories on here. Some probably wouldn't be acceptable on radio, but just yeah. Really neat experiences that really helped shape who I was as a coach and as a person.
Rob Talley, Director of Development with Chico State Athletics, is our guest this morning on Chat with the Cat right here on KPAY Sports 1290. So if I have the timeline correct, you weren't necessarily looking for a coaching job, but it kind of found you at an awards banquet approached by the University of Amherst. And then you got into these various internships with NFL programs, and then you get back in to coaching. What was that like? And did you learn those internships with those NFL franchises, did it help you when you got back into that coaching realm?
Oh yeah, it definitely did. It's one of those deals that you just learn from your different experiences. And as I said, you were on the, when you were in these internships, it was like you were on the staff. So really, nothing changed. So you were in all the personnel meetings. You knew who was going to get a cut, who they were going to keep, how they felt about the different individuals. If there were any issues, you were definitely involved with that aspect. And one of the biggest things with the internships, because of my connections through the internships, it helped me get my first job in the NFL with the 49ers, full-time job, because the linebacker coach from the Giants became the defensive coordinator for the Giants for 49ers. And when he got there, he gave me a call and said, hey, we'd like to join our staff.
You were a special assistant to the head coach, and beginning in 2005, you worked for the 49ers. A couple of years, good experience for you?
But it was a crazy experience. I've never talked so much football or learned so much football in my life in 2 years. I always tell people I worked 100 hours a week, which is really tough if we do the math. But it was all football, and it was just me and my wife at that point. We didn't have any kids, so I could just jump in, and I was at the facility early and I was there late. But I learned so much, and I was around so many different people. And just even on the staff there, I mean, there were four different people that became head coaches in the NFL after they left the 49ers. So really, there's a neat people to be around and an amazing experience.
We're talking with Rob Talley, Director of Development for Chico State Athletics. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rob about fundraising during the COVID pandemic, during the coronavirus. This is not easy because games aren't being played and students aren't on campus, and still it's Rob's job to make that phone call to alums, to prospective donors, and to say, listen, when we get back on the field, we can't be behind the eight ball, if you will. We've got to be at the forefront of competitive endeavors, and to do that, we need money. So we're going to talk to Rob about having to make those phone calls, and that is his job. And so we'll talk to him about fundraising in this tough climate. You're listening to Chat with a Cat, and it's right here on KPAY Sports 1290.
In the mood for a Charbroiled double cheeseburger for just $3.49? Have a BLT, the Carl's Jr. way. Crispy bacon, fresh lettuce and tomato with cheesy charbroiled beef, plus creamy ranch and more charbroiled beef. It's the new BLT Ranch Double Cheeseburger. That beefy enough for you? Get a taste of the new BLT Ranch Double Cheeseburger for just $3.49. Part of Charbroiled Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Double up to feed your happy. Offer valid for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Back here on Chat with a Cat, presented by Carl's Jr. here on KPAY Sports 1290. And we're talking with Rob Talley, the Director of Development for Chico State Athletics. So your foray into head coaching at the college level, your internships, your job with the 49ers, your head coaching job again, and then you end up at Chico State. You are here now. You have two young kids at home, of course, your wife, and you're here. First of all, what was the transition like from the job that you had to this Chico State Director of Development job? What was that transition like?
Well, I think it was a very difficult decision for me. I had been coaching for 25 years. I loved my team. It was the hardest thing in the world for me to go and tell my team I was leaving. It was a very difficult deal. And the transition was scary. You know, when you go from doing something for 25 years and coaching and something you're extremely passionate about, like jumping to fundraising. Luckily, I had done some fundraising in my head coaching position at Stonehill College, so I felt comfortable. I felt comfortable talking to people. And then when I got here, the transition was pretty easy. I think you take some of that coaching experience from the amount of hours you're willing to work and the competitiveness and wanting to be successful and wanting to help Chico State Athletics be successful. So to me, it was a relatively easy transition. It was just figuring out kind of who was who and who I needed to call, who I needed to talk to, and just the different steps.
What's interesting is as I've always felt the fundraising, I mean, people say, well, you got to be a salesman. And I've always thought, you know, I don't take this the wrong way, salespeople out there listening in Radio Land, but I'm not a fan of salesmen. But I am a fan of people who like to build a relationship with me and can develop a rapport and a trust. And I might be willing to say, listen, I believe in you. I believe in what you are telling me about the program that you represent, and I'd like to be part of that. That doesn't happen where you just get in the office on the first day of your job and you pick up the phone, make a phone call, and someone's going to write you a $25,000 check. That's not how it works. So when you get into that office the first day, what are the things that you wanted to do first? And then how does that process go before you ultimately are saying, we really could use your financial help?
Yes. Well, the biggest thing I try to do, and you're exactly right, it's about building relationships. And that's how I went into it. We started something early on campus called Cats Chat, which was trying to bring alums back on campus to talk to our student athletes about their experience on campus and how it's led to their success going forward. So to me, I saw that as another way of building those relationships. So to me, it can't just be about asking for money. It's never that simple. It has to be about talking about the product. What are they investing in? And I would see it's an investment on our donors' part. What are you investing in? And the neat thing about Chico State is a great product. I mean, they're great, great student athletes, great coaches, and winning programs. So to me, that's something that's easy to jump behind, easy to say, okay, yeah, I want to invest in the success of that program. So that was really my message early, and it's still my message today, that we have a great product, and let me tell you about this product, and let me tell you about how you can help this product to continue to grow.
Does it help that when a student-athlete comes here, plays their sport, goes to school? I mean, I haven't spoken with a Chico State alum yet, and I have a lot of friends. We all graduated from here, but I haven't spoken with one that said, oh, yeah, those 4 or 5 years I spent in Chico, absolutely hated it. Absolutely. The worst 5 years of my life. I mean, everybody loved it. And when you make that call, I would imagine that people are excited to there's a reconnection. There's is the bear still there? Or is this place still there? How's this doing? I would imagine those conversations are struck up when you're reaching out.
Yes, you're exactly right there. I haven't met an alum that said, okay, my experience has been terrible. Usually they have a very good athletic experience, but even if they weren't the star, they were able to contribute in some way, or their experience on campus in the classroom was amazing. So there is that constant theme about the success and the experience of a Chico State. We always talk about the Chico State experience, and it is definitely alive and well. And I mean, I always talk to people about whenever I go on a trip and I have some Chico State on, and I meet a Chico State alum, they're so excited to meet someone that has anything to do with Chico. So it's really resulted in those conversations being easy and people willing to get on the phone, willing to meet in person to have those conversations about their time at Chico State.
Are there stories that come to mind? I've heard stories about Alicia Barr and Doug Britt. Are there stories that kind of stand out when you engage in prospective donors?
Well, I think the biggest thing about Chico State alumni is just the diversity in terms of what they're doing and how they got there. And I think you think of Alicia Barr, and she's an engineering student here. She ran track and field, was an amazing athlete, an amazing student. She meets her husband. I believe they're working for HP down in Roseville for 10 years, very successful. They decide, okay, is this what we want to do? Her husband was from Truckee. They moved to Truckee. They start a brewery, a very successful brewery. They open a restaurant right next door to that brewery. She runs and is the mayor of Truckee for a few years. So to me, it's just like amazing. You're like, okay, that's a Chico State person, and I think that says a lot about what Chico State does and the confidence it applies, it helps you gain. I think of Doug Britt, who's highly successful tech CEO down in the Bay Area. And my first conversation with him, he's like, "Yeah, I'm a football player. I know there's no football program, but I'll help the baseball program because that's a sport I'm passionate about. And I appreciate what Chico State did to help me get to where I am today." And he's a guy that's running a multi-billion-dollar company down in the Bay Area. And he says, "Hey, look at me. I'm a graduate of Chico State, and I'm running this company. That's pretty neat." So those are just two small examples. But if you think about the amount of teachers we have out there, the amount of policemen, firefighters that are really affecting so many people around the country, to me, it's pretty amazing to be a Chico State alum and hearing their stories. It's pretty inspiring.
We're talking with Rob Talley. He's the Director of Development for Chico State Athletics, responsible for reaching out, connecting, developing those relationships with alums and prospective donors to help finance Chico State Athletics. And, fundraising during this COVID-19 time is so very important, and it is not easy because there's no games taking place right now. Yeah. There's no competition. Talk about how important it is right now. Even though the games aren't being played, they will return, but you don't want to come back and have no funds ready to help support these student-athletes. How has fundraising been during this time?
In some ways it's been challenging just because of all the uncertainty, but I think our people that give to us on an annual basis are pretty committed to that. And it was more important for us to get the messaging out there that yes, we still do need funds. We still want to make sure when we get back, our coaches want to chase championships. And because of there's so much we don't know about, is it going to cost more to do business when we come back? And I imagine it will. Are we going to be in position to chase? Are we going to have the resources to make sure our student athletes can be as successful as possible and our programs can still win championships? And I think once, as we're getting that message out, I think our alums realize, the fact that our programs, we haven't had any camps, and a lot of our coaches use that camp money to supplement their programs, whether it's assistant coaches' salaries, whether it's their travel budget, whether it's their equipment budget. So, and we haven't had any of those camps. So it's going to be really important if we want to continue to be successful for us to make sure that we're reaching out to as many people as we can. I think our coaches have been doing a great job of taking this time where they may not be as busy on the field or on the court to reach out to alums, to reach out to donors, to say thank you for their support and encourage them to continue their giving.
And what a lot of people may not realize is the money that is raised, it puts Chico State Athletics across the board in all of their athletic endeavors in a position to win. It's vital. It's almost like the gasoline for the car. You can have a great looking car, but you don't have any gasoline in that car, it's going to sit on the parking lot. It's going to sit in the driveway, and you got to have the funds to make it happen.
Yeah, it's really important, and I think when you think about just the state overall budget, just the CSUs, okay, that's been cut, so inevitably that's going to affect the athletic budget, and enrollment's down a little bit. So and we operate on student fees to some degree, so that's going to affect the program. So you're exactly right. It's going to be more imperative than ever to create resources to help our programs be successful.
Rob, if people want to give, how would they go about it? Let's just say they're out there and you don't know about them yet, but they want to be able to give some money to the athletic program, regardless of sport. They just say, "Hey, I want to be involved. I want to be part of this."
Well, I think the easiest thing for most people is you can just go online. You can go on our website, and there's a tab to make a donation to give. You can go right there and you can direct your money any way you want, any program you want to direct it to. If you're a person that doesn't want to deal with online, you can send a check and send a check to the university. And once again, put in the memo, okay, where you want it where you want the money to go, and it'll get there. I think if you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out to me. And, my email is rctally, T-A-L-L-E-Y, at csuchico.edu. And I'm also on the website, so you can get to me from there. So if you have any questions and you just want to talk about the process, I think it's been really neat. And I'll give you a couple of examples. We've had, I'm going to say it's been, so it's three people start six different endowments just in the last month. So that's, we're talking about over $150,000 people have committed to creating six different scholarships, for our program. So, so our Chico State family is really committed to helping our student athletes. And so if you have any interest and you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me.
Fantastic. Rob, it has been so great connecting with you, learning about you, learning how the former football player, coach, NFL coach says, you know what, I'm going to do a 180 and I'm going to get into fundraising. so that is fantastic. But best of luck in the future. We're all fans of everyone we're all fans of the work that you do, because we know without the work that you do, the results we see on the courts and on the fields and even in the classrooms with these great student athletes doesn't come to fruition. So thanks for joining us and best of luck in the future.
Well, thank you. It was great to be here.
All right. Rob Tally, Director of Development for Chico State Athletics, joining us right here on Chat with a Cat on KPAY Sports 1290.